This is WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitzo. This weekend, student veterans organizations from across the state will compete for funding and recognition in the Operation Diploma Organizational Plan Competition. It's an initiative from the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue. The six groups competing have already won funding from MFRI, so tomorrow's event will allow them to give an update on their projects. One of the people judging the competition is Michael Dakduke, Executive Director of the Student Veterans of America. He joins me in the studio now to talk about the event and his organization. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Mike.
For those who don't know about Student Veterans of America, give a little background on the group, its history.
Student Veterans of America emerged in 2008 when 20 student veteran groups from across the country came together and recognized that what they were doing on their individual college campuses, whether it be out on the West Coast at San Diego State University, or in the Midwest at the University of Michigan, or on the East Coast at Columbia University in Georgetown, they recognized that they were developing student veteran groups on their college campuses. And they were all kind of doing the same thing, coming together to change the landscape of higher education to be more supportive of military veterans, to act as a touch point so that when future veterans make the transition from combat to college and eventually to career, they'd be there to support them. So they found each other using the power of social media, and they recognized that if they coalesced their energy under one banner, they could get a lot more done. And at that time in 2008, there was a movement on the national level for a reform GI Bill, and eventually we were the voice of student veterans on that national level to get the post-9/11 GI Bill implemented.
Now, you are a veteran who returned to college or went to college post-active duty. What is the experience like?
Well, the experience is, it's odd for many veterans, mostly because making the transition, especially for folks that have been in combat and then eventually go into the civilian world, there's that added element of the college atmosphere. You have to remember that we have been removed from academics for 4+ years, one or more combat deployments. So the academic rigors, the culture shock, and just essentially being on a campus that is unknown and maybe I never had been to school before at a higher education level. So for me, I had never been to college before I had graduated and moved on into the military. So for me, it was a unique experience. And then when I went to my first 100-level courses at the freshman level, being an older student among younger students on campus was unique for me. It was different. I had different life experiences, world experiences. The things we would talk about in history courses or in foreign policy courses, I had lived it. I had been overseas. I had served in combat in both Iraq and Afghanistan. So it was kind of a unique lens to see the world. But in the same respect, it was unique for me because, and for a lot of student veterans, I believe, because we can contribute to college courses and to the community of universities and college campuses because we bring that world outlook. And we essentially bring that element of diversity to the college campus atmosphere.
From a social standpoint, is there some isolation or did you seek out like veterans?
The important thing I always say is it's not good to generalize to the entire population of veterans. Each individual veteran and student veteran in this case has their own unique transition. Some folks don't reach out to other student veterans or are able to succeed with the foundation of their family and their friends that they may have in their community still. But for some folks like myself, who returned home to Las Vegas, Nevada, which is a very transient city, and the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where I went to school, is a very commuter campus, I found it was beneficial for me to connect with other student veterans. And I think a lot of student veterans, you will find that very important, and that's why you've seen the emergence of student veteran organizations on over 550 campuses in all 50 states and now in 3 countries. So again, it's working for a reason, and student veterans are supporting one another as they make that transition.
Has there been, for lack of a better term, an explosion in these types of student veterans groups because of the Iraq and Afghanistan?
I would say because of the post-9/11 GI Bill and that being implemented, there's an influx of military veterans and their family members that are eligible for this reformed, great and advantageous benefit for military veterans. So you've seen an influx in military veterans on college campuses throughout the nation. As a matter of fact, military veterans are attending over 6,000 approved educational institutions using their GI Bill. So that's just kind of telling not only of where the military veterans are at, and they're everywhere in our communities nationwide, but also how many colleges and universities and academic institutions are out there in America. And there's over 1 million military veterans using some form of the GI Bill.
Do you know anything about these six groups that you're going to be judging tomorrow?
I absolutely do. They are premier student veteran organizations in the state of Indiana representing their individual college campuses. They have developed business plans for their student veteran organizations. And that's important because a lot of folks don't know. Student veterans have been organizing since World War II. But to sustain them is the key. For the next generation of military veterans that will transition out, we want to make sure they're sustainable student veteran groups so that when the next generation decides, when they get out of the military, they want to go back to college, there's a touch point on campus, and military veterans are there to support them through these student veteran organizations. And with the Military Family Research Institute here at Purdue, they're doing fine work, and that's why we're so proud to be partnered with them.
Can you give an example or two of some of the student groups, maybe an initiative they've come up with?
I was just talking to some of the leaders at Military Family Research Institute about some of the initiatives they work on, and one revolves around networking receptions and an etiquette dinner, focusing on really the value of networking and how we can focus on supporting one another and talk about the value of networking as well. We always talk about kind of the different issues that military veterans face as they make the transition. But the thing that's not explained a great deal is the value of networking and something you learn on a college campus to reach out and connect with other folks. So there are different student veteran organizations hosting events where they have networking events and they connect with not only fellow veterans, but with administrators, part of the university, other students on campus. So one of the examples was that etiquette dinner where they're going to really talk about how you would sit down at a formal dinner and conduct yourself as you interact with professionals and other individuals that potentially can provide opportunities to the military veterans. So there's a lot of formal dinners that you can go to at, and when you're networking and as you move forward. So I think that's one example. And definitely just different initiatives on campus, whether it be programs for Veterans Day or Memorial Day. So those are different initiatives that they work on, raising that profile. Right now, in higher education, student veterans only make up 4% of the total student population. So they're a minority group on there. So I think that's what student veteran organizations also do very well. And you'll see here with the Hall of Fame competition that's going to occur.
And that's tomorrow. You're judging in the Operation Diploma Organizational Plan Competition in Indianapolis. Michael Dakduke, Executive Director of the Student Veterans of America. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it.
You're listening to WBAA. I'm Mike Lewitzo.